And now for my second favorite part of Kids Pageant Sunday, I get to share a little bit about joy. But the last couple of years, I've had a helper, and so I'm going to call my helper up this time. Oh, I'm sorry. Things you don't...
It's me! Hi.
You're not who I was expecting. I kind of imagined it would be someone who not as tall as you, short hair on top, long hair in the back. You know who I mean?
Oh, Theo, yes.
Yeah, Theo, that guy.
Yeah, you know, he's really busy this time of year. And, you know, he's done it the last 2 years in a row.
Sorry, what was that?
Oh, he's really busy this time of year.
I thought you said something after that.
Maybe it was the aftertones of the bell?
That really loud bell sound, right? Someone made. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Regardless of what I didn't say, you rang the bell, and here I am to help you talk about joy. I figure we should start in Zephaniah.
Zephaniah? You've been thinking about this?
Yeah, of course.
All right, so Zephaniah.
Yes. As we all know, the book of Zephaniah in the Bible is a prophetic message warning of God's impending judgment on Judah and the surrounding nations due to their wickedness and idolatry. However, it also offers a message of hope, promising restoration and joy for the faithful remnant who will experience God's mercy and salvation.
Which is why it was probably used as part of the Advent reading today.
Exactly. It's fascinating when you think about how joy is woven into the story. Zephaniah doesn't just talk about judgment and destruction. He talks about how, despite everything, God is going to bring his people back, and they will rejoice.
Right, because the famous part in Zephaniah is chapter 3, verse 17, where it says, "The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing." It's a pretty neat idea, a pretty neat verse.
It really is. The idea that God rejoices over his people with singing, that's not usually the kind of image we build of God. It's a lot of times we usually picture him more...
stern?
Or even...
maybe distant?
Yeah. But here we see a God who delights in us, who is filled with joy over our redemption.
Yeah, it kind of turns things upside down a little bit. We think of joy as something we have to earn or something that comes from our circumstances. But here, joy comes from God's love and his action to save. It's not about us being perfect. It's about God's faithfulness.
Joy in the Bible is not about everything going right in life. It's not about the fleeting happiness that depends on circumstances. Biblically accurate joy is a deep, lasting joy that comes from knowing God's presence, his salvation, and his unchanging love. It's a joy that flows from being in a relationship with him, regardless of what happens around us.
And we see that in the Advent season too, don't we? The joy we celebrate isn't just about the baby in the manger. It's about what that baby means, the coming of our Savior who will bring us hope, peace, and joy.
Absolutely. And I think it addresses the here and now, too.
Why do you think that?
Well, Zephaniah talks about joy now, in the midst of waiting for God's restoration. Even in the wilderness, even in exile, God's people were still called to rejoice because of his promises. That's the kind of joy we're called to live with. Joy that anticipates what God will do, even in the midst of struggle.
It's a joy that comes from trust. It's not based on how we feel or on things going our way. It's based on God's promises and his character. So when we talk about joy in Advent, we're also talking about hope. Hope in the present and hope for the future, because Jesus has come and he's promised to return.
That's right. And lastly...
Lastly,
joy is something that's meant to be shared, too. As we experience God's joy, we're called to spread it to others. It's not just for us to hold on to. It's something that overflows and touches all of those around us. That's why Zephaniah ends with the promise of God gathering his people and restoring them so they can enjoy his joy together.
Verse 20 does say, "At that time I will gather you. At that time I will bring you home. I will give you honor and praise among all the peoples of the earth when I restore your fortunes before your very eyes."
So joy really is a community thing, too. It's not just individual. It's something that unites God's people in the work and presence of God.
Yeah, it's a communal joy.
And that's why Advent is so special. As we prepare for Jesus' return, we get to share in that anticipation together. And even though we're waiting for something that's not yet fully realized, we already have joy of knowing that God is with us and that he'll make things right.
And it's not just passive waiting, it's active. We're called to rejoice, to praise, and to live in that joy even now while we wait.
That's the joy we're called to have in the Advent season. It's not just about looking forward to Christmas. It's about looking forward to the return of Christ and the joy he gives every day.
So this was a lot of words. So to consolidate our thoughts and wrap this all up, joy is something we can experience now in the waiting. And it's not about waiting until everything's perfect. It's about waiting with purpose. And with all of our Christmas to-dos and busy seasons, possibly waiting, in my case, with a strong coffee in hand.
I don't drink coffee.
In your case, with a really strong cup of tea? Hot chocolate.
Fine. And while we're waiting, we can remember that joy isn't just a feeling. It's a choice. A choice to trust that God's got us. Even when the holiday shopping is overwhelming, and as your kids have told me, the Christmas lights are tangled in a box in your garage.
Yeah, guilty as charged on that one. Maybe I'll get to that tomorrow. Let's make sure we're sharing that joy. It's not just for us, it's for everyone around us. Like when you hear someone singing Christmas carols a little off key, maybe you say like, hey, good work.
And if they really need help, you can always offer them some of your eggnog, or just sing along, even if it's a little off key too.
Advent joy, full of anticipation, full of hope, full of waiting. And yes, sometimes full of slightly questionable singing with others.
Amen to that. Let's pray. Creator, Savior, Spirit, this morning we lit a candle for joy. There are three candles flickering in the darkness here on our Advent table, and we can see the light growing brighter. Thank you for the joy we can experience through your love and faithfulness. As we wait in anticipation this Advent season, help us to remember that joy isn't just a feeling. It's a promise rooted in you. Fill our hearts with your peace and hope, and may that joy overflow to those around us. Give us strength to live in that joy, even in the waiting, and to share it with the world.
We trust in your timing, Lord, and look forward to the day when we will celebrate with you forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a good morning.